It's Saturday morning, about 11:15, pouring down with rain in Hackney, and Claude's just taken Poppy to the vets to check up on her ear because it was infected after a lot of scratching from nettle stings, and we've been putting drops and stuff in it, and also to book her in to be spayed, which is the vet's recommendation, and something that we're not experienced dog owners enough to make our own really informed decision on, but we do know that we wouldn't be able to afford to have a litter anytime soon. Anyway, she wouldn't be able to have a litter anytime soon. And we don't think that we should be breeding Vizslas either. We think that we should go back to a proper breeder if we're gonna get up another puppy in years to come. So it's sort of been a really hard decision. It feels like stealing something from our lovely dog, but on the other hand, the vet says it's the best thing for them and stops cancers, all sorts of cancers and stuff, and means they don't end up with a pit bull taking them in the park and doing what they want with them every time they come into season. So that's happening now. I haven't booed for a few days, and I'd like to say that was because I was really chipper. It was quite the opposite, unfortunately. But it's not been like a big depression. It's just been an emotional roller coaster, I think. With my wife's birthday yesterday coming up, and I wasn't very well leading up to it, and I think I was anxious because I haven't got any money, so I couldn't buy her a nice present or anything. And I know she didn't mind that at all, but you know, it was just. I've just been massively, I say not a depression, I have been depressed, but not in like a manic depressed way, just binging up and down from really anxious, really stressed, really upset, tearful, to really sentimental and soppy sod to, oh, just an emotional roller coaster, I mean, and cued by all sorts of stupidly random things. Tidbits of conversation, imperceptions, stupid stuff. So I've just not had the head to even open my laptop. I've just been sort of, you know, I've got my iPhone. I've used that a couple of times to respond to an email, but I've generally not been using it. Shut myself off a bit. It just felt really strange because, you know, love her to pieces. It was her birthday coming up, and really wanted to be able to sort of, you know, wake her up with a load of flowers and some croissants and some, oh, I don't know, yeah, yeah. I did actually manage a nice birthday in the end. I cooked a curry last night for the first time for ages and ages, and as in 5 years, and I made it from scratch with I made a puree first using lots of fresh coriander and garlic and onion and stuff. I cooked that well, and then liquidised it all and saved it so I can make some more curries. And then I made roasted some spices with vinegar and oil, and that makes a nice, well, just as you'd buy in a pot, like a madras paste, or it was a madras paste I made, but depending on what spices you put in the roast before you grind them, pan roast, you make a particular type of paste. And then you just fry the meat with the paste and then throw the puree in. And that's pretty much I think it's a Balti technique. I'm not really sure. I was taught it by an Indian girl that I lived with in college years ago. And it was tasty. It was really nice. So that was good. Woken up this morning and I'm sort of like, I feel a little bit better, I think. I just don't feel as emotional. I think it was just all because of, you know, feeling a bit less of a man because I couldn't provide my wife with the birthday she deserved. But on the other hand, she had a nice day, and she had lots of love from me, you know, obviously, because I love her to pieces. And she enjoyed it, you know. She doesn't expect a lot, but it was really weird leading up to it. It was really weird for me because the other thing was that I'd been taking my pills wrong. I didn't realise my antidepressants. I'm on 120 milligrams of a particular pill. And I've been taking them all in one go since I started on the 120 dose. And I've been told that was wrong. I should have been taking them in two doses.